get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Healing from the Heart with your host, Chris Chambers. Our focus in this series is to help you understand the energetic landscape within each of us. Energetic healing helps us release negative energies and limiting beliefs, which prevent us from living life to the fullest. Chris is a healing practitioner who has helped many people connect with their heart and live their dream. Now, here is your host, Chris Chambers.
Hi there, this is Chris Chambers. The show is Healing from the Heart on Voice America Seventh Wave. Today we have some special guests. It's the two ladies who created the fantastic three-dimensional therapy, Gwen Legler and Leilani Alexander, all the way from Oregon. And these ladies were former students of Dr. Bradley Nelson, who created the emotion code and the body code. And they took up the work, and they were doing the healing work of Dr. Brad's, and they realized that people will clear trapped emotions, people will clear heart walls, but quite often they will recreate them. They'll be coming back. And so over time they discovered a way to deal with the programs, the mental programs and the belief systems that created this, the repetition or the recapturing of the problem. So they, over time, they developed their system, which they now call three-dimensional therapy, which deals with releasing the old programs and creating new ones, which are positive and which help people get into a brand new space. So this is really awesome work. I'm a practitioner of it, and they're training more people as we go. They have a self-study course available, which we're going to talk about soon, and we have these ladies on with us today. Now, they started off working with heart walls, and I guess we'll just pick it up from there. Gwen will continue now talking about her discovery of how they got into T3 therapy.
I would clear a heart wall or a negative program, as I learned from Dr. Brad. In some cases, they were cleared and the client felt great, but I began having clients where they would keep creating new heart walls or replacing programs, and I realized there was something deeper. Mm-hmm. I talked with an associate of mine who was also a social worker working for a private agency. And she said, Gwen, I think you're dealing with limiting beliefs. I know there's a system, but I don't know any more about it. That got us started, and we did a lot of work. And it wasn't until, and I have to say, we prayed as well as studied. And yeah. One day, it just came to me very clear, this image of a tree. And I realized the leaves were like negative programs. The trunk of the tree, which is or isn't always visible, is the limiting programs, and the root was the core belief, the faulty core belief. And we now had the system, and from there we just worked to refine it. I had another therapist suggest to me that there were possible obsessions, sabotage. We worked with that and found where they fit in.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't till probably 3 or 4 years later, Leilani and I realized there was still something missing. And I, you can make something simple too hard. and we were working too hard at it. And then I read a book called The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It's a bestseller. I'm sure your listeners know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly it dawned on me, the core desire was what fed the belief system. And we have two really basic core desires. One is the need for love. The other, the need for physical survival. And until those two are met, it doesn't matter what else we want to do in life. That was the core of the issue. And Leilani and I then knew we had a very complete program we could start teaching to others.
Beautiful. Well, I'll tell you from experience now, I've worked with quite a number of people with this, and it is transformational. I've never seen anything like this for turning someone around who's in some kind of a rut or just not going anywhere, and we find exactly what it is, we clear it, you know, and then we work with the person to create the new program or the new belief, and it's magical. And it's right away too. They walk away with the new belief system. It's beautiful. I commend you so much for this discovery.
Well, thank you. We also discovered too that people can say affirmations every night,
mm-hmm.
but there's something in the body that's stopping that affirmation from actually penetrating.
Oh, yeah.
And it's usually the negative programs that they have developed.
Mm-hmm. It's like a wall.
Yes, it's like a wall. Or maybe they were taught that negative program as a child.
Mm-hmm.
They're so aware of it that they can't, their body is so aware of that program playing over and over again, it's like breathing. We mm-hmm. teach them a different way to breathe.
Mm.
And you're right about being powerful. Gwen and I are often amazed that it works as well as it does, as quickly as it does. We have done this for years, and yet we are still amazed.
Beautiful. It's really the analogy would be like reprogramming a computer, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You delete the old one and you put in your new one and away you go. New system.
Yes, before you want to take your computer and throw it out the window sometimes, it's so frustrating. But if you reprogram it, it works really well.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that I had never heard about before is the vanishing twin syndrome. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, in fact, that's one of the things Leilani and I are excited about. When we discovered this, it was kind of accidental. We were working with a client, and we could sense the presence of a second person there we couldn't see, and it just came into our mind they had a vanishing twin. And we did research on the internet, and there is not a lot about this subject on the internet, although it's becoming more common, because as far as we know, you can't prove a person has a vanishing twin. In some cases you can, in a lot of cases you can't.
There was a physical twin?
Yes.
Could you explain that a little more?
Yes. At conception, two or more viable fetuses are in the womb, but for whatever reason, one of them doesn't make it. And this can happen with triplets, but to keep it simple, we'll speak of twin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's defective. There can be any number of reasons why it doesn't make it. So the other twin, at some point, loses that womb twin.
Mm.
And they sense it. It's a loss. They feel it. It emotionally impacts them. And they're all affected differently. But we find some of the common symptoms of people who have lost a twin in the womb is they have issues with money. They have an immense, deep sadness or loneliness. They're always looking for someone, but even they're not really consciously aware of what they're looking for. And this really affects their life. T3, or the three-dimensional method, is probably one of the very few I know of that can actually find that they had a missing twin and then help them deal with the loss and the grief and move forward with their life. And you want to add anything?
We have discovered, as we do this vanishing twin, it isn't something that comes out immediately. So we tell the people that are taking this course, please don't jump ahead. I mean, yes, vanishing twin is very exciting. And learning about it, discovering it, who's a vanishing twin and who isn't, that's also very exciting. But you've got to take off some layers of stuff before the body is ready to deal with a vanishing twin. But we have discovered by talking to people, Gwen and I will discover it first before we even approach the client. And then we'll do things, and the minute you tell the client or you can show them where they were a vanishing twin, they are so excited. But we caution them too. We tell them, you know, go talk to your mom gently and ask her how was the 9 months? How was my birth? Unfortunately, that way back, a lot of fathers weren't allowed in the delivery room, and the mothers were put asleep, so they didn't know that they might have had a vanishing twin in the womb. And doctors go, well, they have one good, healthy baby. Let's not talk about this other one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mother can't really say, yes, you have a vanishing twin, and these are your problems. It's something that we have to deal with. And surprisingly, more and more clients have come and that do have the vanishing twin syndrome.
Wow. That is amazing. Okay. Another thing that is in the three-dimensional therapy, which I've never seen anywhere else, is the conception energy. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. Conception energy was a theory that we discovered that what happens is in the moment of conception, now this isn't to be confused with the horoscope time of birth. This is actually the time of conception. And what happens is at that time of conception, the child will take on the energy, the strongest energy of either the mother or the father. Now, if you watch a group of babies, say in a nursery, you can look at them and tell by watching them what their conception energy actually is. Is it loving? A loving child or a wanted child is happy. Nothing seems to upset them. Everything seems to go their way. People will go, oh, it's such a happy baby. Isn't that sweet? Or you can have the other where, for example, a child was conceived in anger or duty or fear, and that emotion comes out of the child. Conception energy is really, really important because everything that you learn from the world outside of you, it has to come through the conception energy of love or joy or sadness or sorrow. It goes through that conception energy, and everything that comes to you from the world to teach you is always laced with whatever your conception energy is. And everything that you put out to the world is laced, again, it has to go through that conception energy that surrounds you, and it's laced with whatever energy is that you were conceived with. For example, think about the one-night stand. The couple gets together. It's a wonderful, you know, they love it. It could be lust. It could be love. It could be just a quickie. The man leaves and says, no worries. I'll call you. Well, the mother's excited. 24 hours later, she's a little nervous. 24 hours after that, she's depressed and she's angry. A child can be conceived within a five-day period. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in that five-day period, a child could be conceived with depression, anger, nervousness, happiness, love, lust. So it's really, really important, I think more so that we've discovered this, for parents who want children to stop and think about how are you feeling during this week of conception.
Oh, yeah, that's very powerful. Well explained, Leilani.
Thank you.
Also, we replace that conception energy with divine conception energy, right?
That is correct. When the client is ready for conception energy, and it's usually almost one of the last things you do, because this can be so powerful, it will change your DNA.
Mm.
So what we do is we go through a complete program, which is described in the book, and we always bring God into this. We have never, ever had a client, even an atheist, ever turn away the idea of God giving them a new conception energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it is a, it's a, not a long one, but it's one of the longer visualizations, imaging that we do with the client,
mm-hmm.
and it's actual energy, and you, it takes about 3 days for it to actually flip within the client, but it is amazing the change in the client once it can, if they have a negative conception energy, once it is changed.
Yes. Yes, I've witnessed that as working with people and doing it. It is really extremely powerful. It's very, very touching. And as you say, it makes huge changes. And so do many of the items that we work with. The sabotage, and that gets replaced. Obsession. These other elements that we find and release. It is really remarkable what you've put together here. I would just like to mention to the listeners that the self-study course for three-dimensional therapy is now available through Gwen and Leilani, and the website is www.threedimensionaltherapy.com, and you can order the self-study course, and there are also some practitioners who are out there doing the three-dimensional therapy, who you can get the names or the contacts through Gwen and Leilani through that website. I also offer it. My contact information is www.heartfreedom.ca. And I'm, as I said, it is remarkable work. It's transformational. And we're lucky enough to be talking to the creators of this today. So what else could you tell our listeners about this work?
When you mentioned obsession and sabotage, we find that the obsession isn't necessarily bad. For example, a person could be obsessed with feeling loved or feeling wanted or being successful. But where it becomes a problem is that they put so much energy into it, it's like tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
I often use the image of picture a person behind a set of bars or a fence, and the object they want is just an inch or so from the tip of their finger. And it's like no matter how hard they try, they can't reach it. So what do? They just try harder. And when you take out the obsession, or we should say take out that excessive energy with it, it's like the person can stand back, look around, and they might see a stick that they can pull the object toward them. They might see a person they can ask to bring it to them. They might see a door open at the end of the room. They can go out and get it. So when we soften that energy, that intense energy, it opens them up to seeing many more options to achieve their goal.
Mm. And then that obsession, we replace that with a new vision.
Right. And it just helps them see and have more options to achieve what they want.
Mm-hmm. So the process for our listeners is, when we discover something like an obsession or a limiting belief, we energetically clear it. We release it. And then later in the session, we come up with the replacement. So it would be a strengthening belief if it was a limiting belief. And in the case of an obsession, it would be a new vision. And then we basically, what do we say? Do we say we install the new belief? What word do we use for that?
What I think it is it's, again, like the computer. You've put in a new program, and the old one no longer plays. But we like to tell clients it's like uprooting a dead, useless tree. If you don't replace that spot with something useful, weeds just grow back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite important that when we take out these negative programs, limiting beliefs, faulty core beliefs, and other parts, we do replace it with what we call an empowering belief system, and the client helps to write or to think of what they want to put in, and this involves them in their own healing.
That's very important. A part of this work, too, is that the client is so involved in the creation of the new programs. I love that.
We often say, Chris, that the client works just as hard as we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we work with them. We listen to them. Oftentimes, though, the client's really a chatty client, will say 25 words or less. So we can get done to the body what we need. And we also tell the body, and one thing that's really important in therapy is we use a magnet, because a magnet runs at a higher vibration than most people's bodies do.
Mm-hmm.
And the body is a solid form. It needs to have something solid work with it. I think many times way back when it was called New Age, they used to have people meditate with a candle or meditate with beads or something that would keep the body busy. With this therapy, you're actually taking the magnet down the back or up the back. The body feels it's doing something.
Okay.
It can actually picture that root coming out. You're actually taking out that body's energy. You're telling the body what you want it to do, and the body will follow. And we also tell our clients, remember one thing, energy cannot be destroyed, it can only be changed. So to give them a good image, we often tell them they're just taking out the old garbage, we're giving it to Mother Earth as a gift, as fertilizer, and she can grow pretty flowers. That way the body is willing to release it. Oh, flowers, I could do this. And using the magnet, the body is easily removing this energy.
Beautiful. So we have a lot of gardening images here around this work.
Yes, yes.
As a former gardener, I can totally relate to that. It's amazing.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Okay, so we've gone through we've gone through quite a lot. Now there are other things like images, cording. Could we talk a little bit about those things?
Well, first, before I go into images, I'd like to talk a little bit about the energy gifts.
Yes.
You know, God, we are all born. People say, oh, psychics are so powerful. We're all born with what they call extrasensory perception, but it's called vision, hearing, knowing, and feeling. We all have those. It's just in today's modern world, we're so used to going to the faucet and turning the water on and knowing that water is going to be good for us. We don't have to use our sixth sense like they did back in the pioneer times or in the prehistoric times.
Mm-hmm.
As I say in the book, in the prehistoric times, you used your extrasensory perception, or you might wind up being somebody's dinner. In today's world, we know we can pretty much walk out of our houses and be safe. Our water is safe to drink. We don't use it, and we also don't teach our children how to use it.
Right.
But there, in the book, we teach you what is your strongest gift? Are you a visionary? Are you audio? Do you just know? Or do you have a feeling in your stomach, like butterflies in your stomach? Or the hair on the back of your neck stands up? Those are all feelings. And finding out what your strongest tool is, then you can turn around and put that to work in imaging, for example. What we do in our therapy is I will stand behind a client, I will gently put my hands on their shoulders, and I say gently because I don't rest them on their shoulders and get really heavy, and I close my eyes and I can actually see what the client sees through their human eyes. And it sounds like it's something extra special, but we all can do it. It just takes practice.
Yes.
And by using image, like I did with you, that we take the energy and we give it to Mother Earth as a gift to make flowers, it was a perfect image for you. We can use that imaging in helping the client. Imaging can be done as a snapshot of something that happened to them in their past. Sometimes it's like a little video I'm watching. And sometimes it's like a movie. I'm sitting in a movie theater watching what the client sees.
And this image is replaying. It's replaying in their minds constantly.
Exactly. They see it. Something triggers it, and it's over and over and over again. And as I said before, like breathing, it becomes such a part of them, they don't even realize it's there or it's a negative thing that keeps haunting them.
Mm.
So we can take that image. So, for example, let's take the movie theater image, and I tell them, okay, see the tape on the reel. What I want you to do is just see that tape burn like it's on fire. Just burn down and completely dissolve. That image now and all that verbal work is gone in an instant. And then we play a new image for them. And that is replaced. And then we place a negative. We take out a negative and replace it with a positive. Or if it's a snapshot of something that actually happened, it was a bad thing, but it did actually happen. Then we take and have them picture that picture that's bright and colorful and in their face. We back it off and we take it to black and white. Are they going to forget it? No, because it really did happen. But we take the emotions out of it, like looking at an old photo.
So they can look at it and be neutral.
Completely neutral. Excellent.
Okay. That's wonderful. I'm going to recap now for the listeners what we've covered in the first half hour already. We're talking with Gwen Legler and Leilani Alexander, who have created three-dimensional therapy. This ties in with Dr. Bradley Nelson's Body Code and Emotion Code, and it deals with discovering and releasing core belief system from the client, and we replace it with a new empowering belief system. It's tremendous work. It's something that I do now, and it has helped people amazingly in that it changes the programs that the mind is operating under. And this is such a revolutionary type of work. I don't believe we've ever come up with anything like this that can literally move you from a negative loop into a positive one just with this kind of work. So we're getting ready to go to break now. The show is Healing from the Heart. And if you'd like to contact more information about three-dimensional therapy, the website is www.threedimensionaltherapy.com. I'm Chris Chimbers. My website is www.heartfreedom.ca. And we're on Voice America, Seventh Wave, Healing from the Heart. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change. Do you dream of living your life to the fullest? Are you open to the possibility that what is missing from your life may be related to beliefs, programs, and emotional energy trapped inside you? Heart Freedom offers individual sessions with energetic healer Chris Chimbers to help you release the unwanted energy that holds you back. Let your heart become an active player in your life. Energetic healing is discreet, gentle, and gets results. Beautiful dreams come true when your heart's powerful energy is working to make them real. Would you like to free your heart and experience life without emotional baggage? Visit our website at www.heartfreedom.ca and book your appointment today. The life you've dreamed of is within your reach. Take that step and visit heartfreedom.ca today. In times of personal transformation and growth, sometimes you need assistance to help set you on the right path. Angela Bushman provides that assistance. Tune in each week for her show, Shine Your Light. With Angela's guidance, you can identify and overcome your fears, learn to let go, and share the joy of authentic living. Angela leads by example and invites you to join her on this path of discovery. Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews, heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Healing from the Heart. To reach Chris Chimbers or today's guest, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to info@heartfreedom.ca. Now, back to Healing from the Heart.
Hi there, this is Chris Chimbers. The show is Healing from the Heart. Today, we're interviewing the creators of three-dimensional therapy, Gwen Legler and Leilani Alexander from the West Coast. We've been talking about this amazing new process of release of limiting beliefs, negative programs, and belief systems, and how fantastic this work is. They've been doing it for a number of years, and they now have developed a self-study course, which is available on their website, www.threedimensionaltherapy.com. And we're going to continue now talking about some of the effects of three-dimensional therapy. And I understand this works amazingly well with children. Would you tell us a bit about that, please?
Yes. With children who have, you know, language skills are difficult. They can't describe what they're feeling or what they're seeing or what their problem is. That's why this works so well, because you can get into their inner core. And children, especially those who have no language skills or speak a different language, they usually show you pictures of what their problem is. And you can see in your mind's eye, your third eye, what these pictures are. For example, we had a lovely child from Guatemala, and this child was 18 months old. But it had a lot of tragedy happen to it in that short period of time. And as we worked with this child and it first came into our office, I kept questioning myself and I kept questioning, Gwen, how are we going to help this child when I don't even speak Guatemalan and this child's not even talking yet? Well, because we always say a prayer before every session, once I connected with that child, it started to show me pictures, both the snapshots and videos of the things the child had known and gone through. It was amazing.
And that child, no doubt, their life improved dramatically with that work at that age.
It absolutely did. By doing this work on children, you have saved them a lifetime of problems.
We find this very effective with animals because they have a conscious, they have a subconscious, they have feelings and emotions. And once you learn how to tap in through muscle testing, you can access those feelings and even belief systems. We have had animals that actually will have a faulty core belief system.
Mm.
But it's very simple compared to a human being. And, for example, several years ago, my two sons rescued four puppies that had been abandoned on a sandbar backed by a cliff on the Stillaguamish River. Storms were coming in. It was just time before the rain took the river up and they would drown.
Mm-hmm.
Rescued these puppies, and my daughter was able to work on them and clear their trauma and emotions, learn that they had been deliberately put there to be killed. But one little puppy with just clearing emotions was still frightened, and she found it had a belief system that it was going to be abandoned and killed also, like one of the puppies that's been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And once she got these emotions out, the puppies were lovable, settled, happy, contented, and we found good homes for all of them.
Oh, that's wonderful. I too, have a rescue dog who needed some clearing when we adopted her, and she's a wonderful pet. So they really do. Animals respond so beautifully to this work. It is amazing.
Yes, and not just dogs, but we've had practitioners work on horses, birds, rabbits, cats, and one of our people even worked on her corn snake and could see a difference in behavior.
Sure, sure. They're all living creatures, and they, you know, every trapped emotions, that energy, you know, it's shared by every being. You know, we all have these problems. It's so common.
Yes, and again, the beauty of this method is you don't need language skills. Once you communicate with the mind, you pass all those language barriers or even lack of language, and you can communicate. But like Leilani said, you have those special gifts, and you do need to trust them and develop them. And
yes,
we see some how in the book.
One of the things I found with one of my clients a while ago, they had a lot of inherited core beliefs, a serious number of inherited core beliefs, and it was more than they had created themselves. So I guess for some people, the inherited ones are quite a burden.
Yes, they are. We find the inherited core belief tends to create programs in the client that becomes the client's own program. For example, if you have somebody that's come out of Germany, which we have, and they live during the times of Hitler, they often have programs of suspicion, they don't trust. These are inherited back through the generations.
Mm.
But then the client creates more programs as a result of what they inherited. I might comment that with an inherited program, we do not replace them because the client did not create them. We just eliminate them, but the client will almost always have their own program based on the inherited, and when we take that out, that's when we replace it with empowering beliefs.
Yes. Another aspect of the work, too, is the broadcast message. Could you talk a little bit about that, please?
Sure. With every program, not with every program, but with a number of programs, the person will broadcast through their energy field how they want others to see them or treat them. And depending upon the program, for example, it could be a negative one that says, ignore me. Well, the client's complaint is that nobody ever listens to them, nobody ever sees them, they feel like a wallflower, because they're broadcasting, ignore me.
And how are they doing that exactly?
Through their energy field.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is connected to a program.
So it's unspoken, but it's broadcast anyway.
Yes. Do you remember in your mind, remember when some people walk in the room and they just have a commandment of that room, and everybody sees them, everybody welcomes them, that no
mm-hmm.
matter where they go, they're seen? Whereas other people can walk in a room and everybody ignores them. They don't even realize they're even there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the broadcast message.
Okay, and that can be clear.
Yeah, it's what you put out that you tell you want people to see you or treat you.
Wow.
So we take out the negative broadcast message, just like a radio or just like an antenna. You're sending out these vibes to people that says, it could be ignore me, it could be don't see me, it could be treat me poorly, treat me badly, because if that's what they're used to, if they think love is being treated badly, then that's what they're going to put out for people to treat them badly.
Right.
then they wonder, and then they're consciously they're going, I don't know why everybody's so mean to me all the time. It's because their broadcast message.
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody treats me the same way.
So
sabotage.
Yes, once we take out the program, once we take out the core belief system and all the sabotage, if there is one, then at the very last, we can change, we put all the positive programs in, then we change and make sure that broadcast message has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell the client to picture a radio, and we're going to change the station from negative to positive. We take out the negative broadcast message, and then the client will work with us to come up with a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, you have to be careful, because the client will often say, oh, I want everybody to love me. Well, in that case, everybody's going to come to you, and you're going to be completely overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
So you have to make that broadcast message kind of be gentle and go with the program you just took out. For example, instead of ignore me, it could be treat me kindly, respect me, hear me. They're always very short one-liners. They're not long and they're not intensive. They're usually just little short one-liners.
This is just such an amazing tool, this work. We're able to find out what's going on, these programs that are under the radar that are really causing so much complication in life. And, you know, just be able to release that and replace it with something positive, this is a real gift.
It truly is amazing. We've always said we believe that this was given to us as a spiritual gift from God, and He wanted this to move forward, and we were fortunate enough to be a part of it.
Right. So now you have a self-study course. You are training people to be practitioners. Where is the work going?
Well, hopefully we hope it goes worldwide. And so far we are selling our self-study course throughout the world. It has gone to many countries. One of our great wishes I used to work in foster care, adoptions, general counseling for many years before I got married. And I found one of the heartbreaks is working in foster care and adoptions. It seems like these children have a difficult transition period. Mm-hmm. Now that I've worked with the three-dimensional therapy, we work on children that are adopted or have been in multiple homes. And it's so much easier to clear out their anger, their hurt, their abandonment, all these, I call it just garbage that's come with them, and clear it so they can truly feel safe attaching to parents or to a caretaker. Many of them are afraid to attach, and they become emotional orphans. It would be great if many, many of these children could be helped by the social worker or caregiver who could do this work.
That is great. That's so beautiful. I guess I would like to ask you about the love languages, and why is it important that we know what our love language is?
We found that love languages helped us discover the core desire. People have five basic ways they feel and give love, according to Gary Chapman in his book, The Five Love Languages. And they can be affirmations or physical touch, service, gifts, or quality time. So, for example, if a person has physical touch and they grew up in a home where they had positive touch, hugs, goodnight kisses, they're going to feel very safe with love.
Mm.
Child who grows up in a home where they're slapped, spanked, hit, physically or sexually abused, learn you can't trust love. It hurts. It's painful. And often they marry someone who repeats the pattern because that's all they know that love is.
Mm. Okay. That is amazing. I've learned so much from this, just from the love languages itself. It is so amazing how each person has a different way that they receive love and or perceive love and the way that they feel they want to give it. And it's just a just that in itself is so valuable. And we've covered, you know, about 15 different aspects of the three-dimensional therapy. It's fantastic. So I'd like to turn it over to you now. Is there something else you'd like to share with the listeners today about your work?
We'd like to touch a little bit on a few of the things that we teach. For example, courting, how when a child, like when we're talking about a foster child or through adoption, oftentimes the children are taken away, given to someone to take care of them, especially overseas children, until the parents can get there. They're not connected. They're not
bonded.
Yeah, they don't bond with their parents. There's always a little bit of separation. And one thing courting does, and your practitioners can do this, and you can learn how to do this and understand it, is to bond the child to the parents to get that. And you can bond, whether they're a newborn or they're a toddler or even teenagers, you can. This book will teach you how to actually bond a child to his parents or bond a married couple back together again. When a child is born, for example, with a defect, and the mother's like, from her survival area, she will cord that child and help that child, give it support energy and healing energy and survival energy. Well, once the child gets to the point to where it is surviving on its own, it would be a natural instinct, you would think, for the mother to take that cord and move it up to her heart. But sometimes that doesn't happen. That layer can cause friction between the child and the mother because the child no longer needs that survival energy and will fight subconsciously with the mother to release it. So there are so many, I mean, I know this is beginning to sound like we're walking around and we're just one big human garbage dump because we have so much to get rid of, but this therapy works so deeply and so strongly that most clients, you know, they can have up to 6 sessions and pretty much take care of everything that's inside of them. Life has a way to hit us, of course, and we'll bring something else up. But it's amazing how quickly this works.
Absolutely. And also, the subconscious will only present what it's ready to release. So sometimes things come up later after a session because it was necessary for it not to be released at that time, but rather later.
Chris, you're so smart. That's absolutely true. And we're laughing because oftentimes family reunions will certainly trigger and bring things up that we didn't plan on before.
Family reunions. Okay, that's why so many people dread them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, it's activating stuff that they, places that they don't want to go inside. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of the show, ladies. It's been a real delight to have you on. And this work is, it's fantastic. Just if someone has just tuned in now, we're talking with Gwen Legler and Leilani Alexander, who have created this three-dimensional therapy, which is an outgrowth of Dr. Bradley Nelson's body code and emotion code work. And three-dimensional therapy, just to review, it deals with the limiting beliefs, the negative programs, and the core belief systems that everyone carries, that are negative and that are holding us back. And it's a method of finding out what they are, releasing them, and then creating new programs and beliefs and core belief systems that we can then have as our new program. So like reprogramming a computer, the mind also can be reprogrammed in the same way. It's a fantastic system. It took them well over 10 years to develop, and now it's available as a home study course. You can get information at www.threedimensionaltherapy.com, and they can also provide you with names of practitioners who are involved in three-dimensional therapy, and you can order the course and study it for yourself, and it's a truly amazing, life-changing work. I encourage anyone to look into it a little more, and you can always contact me, Chris Chimbers, at www.heartfreedom.ca. So I thank you, ladies, for being my guest today and enlightening us on this wonderful method. And I wish you so much success, and that may this work spread all through the world, and particularly for children and for everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Chris.
Okay. Take care. And to all my listeners, have a wonderful week. And we'll be back next week with another show on Healing from the Heart on Voice America. Take care.
We appreciate you joining us this week on Healing from the Heart. Please join your host, Chris Chimbers, again next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have an energetic and healing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.